Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, November 25, 2015, 2 Peter.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Oh, I know you got to get to a new spot. You came in all smug, thinking you knew exactly where we were going to be. I do this once in a while just so that you have to reverse and go again. There was a... When I first came here, I had never fished for striped bass. And I heard there were striped bass out in Lake Mead. I'm from the Northwest. We went trout fishing all the time, but didn't even know what a striped bass was. So I came down here and I heard there were stripers in Lake Mead. I didn't know how to fish for them, so I hired a guide. I found a guide and had a guide take me out the first time, learn how to fish for stripers. And some of the people here went along with us. And this guide had his son was helping him. We weren't doing too good on the guide. I'm sure he was a good guide, but we just weren't catching anything. He was getting a little upset. Son was at the controls, and he'd be giving all these commands. Go do this, turn left, go right, good. Then he said, go ahead and back up. Somebody said, well, what do you want him to do, go ahead or back up? So go ahead and back up and get to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. We thank you for the privilege of being able to fellowship with you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, you are an enlightened congregation. You realize that God has a magnificent plan for you. And the magnificent plan that God has for the royal family is that you can have Thanksgiving every single day, and you can have Christmas every single day. And as you live the unique spiritual life that God the Father has provided for you by the spiritual skills the power of the filling of the Spirit, the power of the Word of God that you learn and believe and enters into your heart, then you execute God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. You advance to spiritual maturity. You develop capacity for love, virtue love, personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all mankind, occupation with Jesus Christ. You put on the very virtues of Christ, and you glorify God to the maximum. And in that magnificent plan that God has for you, there is something that becomes a part of your life and a part of your mental attitude, a part of your worship, and that is thanksgiving. I know there is a national concept of thanksgiving, and the nation will be celebrating tomorrow Thanksgiving. But there is the biblical teaching on thanksgiving. And you, as royal family of God, you ought to understand the biblical concept of thanksgiving and what it really is. So tonight, we're going to look at the biblical concept of thanksgiving. First of all, by way of introduction, one, thanksgiving is grace orientation. Grace orientation that is developed in the soul of the believer. Grace always emphasizes who and what God is, not who and what we are. In grace, as you orient to the grace of God, you realize that God is everything and we are nothing. The more you grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, you realize that He is the sovereign God of the universe. Jesus Christ is the creator and sustainer of the entire universe. You realize that He is the omnipotent, all-powerful God and the omniscient, all-knowing God. You realize that He is a holy God. In fact, one of His titles in the Old Testament is the Holy One of Israel. He is absolute righteousness and perfect justice. He is the living and true God. He is everything. Then we, well, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none that is righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good. We come into the world in spiritual death and total depravity. We are helpless and hopeless and lost. We are nothing, and God is everything. And as you come to learn these things from the Word of God, you orient to God's grace. And as you orient to God's grace, you develop thanksgiving in your mental attitude. Because you realize that all that you have and all that you are is because of who and what God is. And as a result of that, you have a moment by moment, day by day, attitude of thanksgiving to God and His magnificent grace. Thanksgiving is grace orientation developed in the soul of the believer. Two, thanksgiving in the soul of the believer is the result of the believer learning about God's plan of salvation, Operation Grace. God's plan of salvation is Operation Grace, the cross. God the Father planned salvation. God the Son executed it on the cross. God the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. The plan of salvation is Operation Grace. It depends totally on who and what God is, and not who and what we are. 3, thanksgiving is the believer realizing that God is everything and we are nothing. Grace is realizing that all that we have and all that we are is because of who and what God is. 4, it is capacity to appreciate God the Father's indescribable gift of His Son. The capacity to appreciate God the Father's indescribable gift of His Son. I had you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. Second Corinthians 9:15 says, "Thanks be to God, God the Father, for His indescribable gift." His indescribable gift was the gift of His Son. God loved the world so much that He gave His Son a gift. He gave His eternal Son. He sent Him from heaven to earth on that very first Christmas. His mission was to go to a cross and solve the problem that the whole world has, sin. And while He was on the cross, the sins of the whole world were poured out on Him and judged once and for all. Jesus Christ is God's gift of love to the world. An indescribable gift. Thanks be to God, God the Father, for His indescribable gift. And as you orient to these things and learn these things and you believe them to become a part of your soul, why, you worship the Lord in thanksgiving. You have a mental attitude of thanksgiving. For without that indescribable gift, we have no hope. Without that indescribable gift, there is no gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. There is no relationship with the living and true God. But thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Now that word thanks is translated thanks there. That word thanks. In the Greek, that word thanks is charis. Charis. C-H-A-R-I-S. Charis is the Greek word grace. This is the Greek word grace. It's translated here, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. And what is thanksgiving? Will you come to learn about God, who and what He is, His magnificent essence and attributes and plan that He has for you and for your life, all the blessings. He's blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, your portfolio of invisible assets. You come to understand all of these magnificent things. You orient to God's grace. And then you direct that grace back to Him. And that's thanksgiving. You orient to God's magnificent grace, And then you direct it back to Him in worship, in thanksgiving. The word thanks is actually the word grace. Grace orientation in the soul of the believer from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the filling of the Spirit consistently and faithfully, learning the Word of God, and advancing from spiritual babyhood to adolescence to spiritual maturity. It's directed back. Grace orientation directed back to God in worship. And that's thanksgiving. Turn over to Revelation 7, verse 12. Revelation chapter 7, verse 12. Revelation 7, verse 12. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and ability belong to God forever and ever. Amen. Worshiping the Lord with thanksgiving. God is worthy of all praise and all glorification. God is worthy of thanksgiving forever and ever. Turn over to Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and honor His name. So, point 5. Thanksgiving is worship. For the believer in Jesus Christ, as a member of the royal family of God, thanksgiving is worship. It's your worshiping the living and true God. It's your directing your grace orientation back to Him in worship and thankfulness. It's a constant thing. You never get tired as you reflect on the so great salvation that was provided for you by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That indescribable gift that resulted in God giving you a gift, eternal life, through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. And so you reflect and you think and you worship the Lord with thanksgiving. Thank you. 6. The biblical definition of worship is the basis for the true function of thanksgiving. The biblical definition of worship is the basis for the true function of thanksgiving. The biblical definition of worship is given in a couple of passages. One is in John chapter 4, the Gospel of John. Turn over to John chapter 4. In John chapter 4, we have the passage on Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Some of you know this passage as Jesus and the woman at the well. John chapter 4, let's go ahead and get the context. We'll start in verse 1. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now, he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was all about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God," and the gift of God is the one speaking to her, the indescribable gift, Jesus Christ. "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. And Jesus said to her, "You're right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you've had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. So what you just said is quite true." Now, don't you think that that dropped her jaw? How in the hell did he know that? "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." And then Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, God the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth." This is the biblical definition of worship. In spirit is the filling of the Spirit. and by means of truth is the absolute truth of the Word of God. You worship God by the filling of the Spirit and by means of the absolute truth of the Word of God that you learn and believe. Paul added to this in Philippians 3:3, we who worship by the Spirit of God. The filling of the Spirit is the power to live the spiritual life. The filling of the Spirit is essential in worshiping God. And the filling of the Spirit, combined with the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, enables you to get the absolute truth of God's Word in your heart. So, thanksgiving is worship. 7, the filling of the Holy Spirit plus the metabolization of the Word of God, learning and believing God's Word, develops grace orientation. It also develops virtue love, personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all mankind, and personal love for Jesus Christ, which is occupation with Christ. It develops these things in your soul. And that results in true thanksgiving. The filling of the Holy Spirit plus the metabolization of the Word of God develops grace orientation and virtue love in your soul, which results in true thanksgiving. 8, the application of God's Word through the use of His problem-solving devices, especially grace orientation and virtue love, produces true thanksgiving. Nine, thanksgiving is the application of God's Word in your soul to your experience. It's the application of God's Word in your soul to your experience. 10. Thanksgiving has no meaning, even for believers, until they are consistently living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Most believers haven't a clue that God's plan is such that every single day ought to be thanksgiving. Every day. Moment by moment. Day by day. God wants you to have thanksgiving every day. He gives us mandates in this regard. In everything, give thanks. All that you have and all that you are is by the grace of God. And so He gives the command, in everything, give thanks, because He wants you to have thanksgiving every day. Every day, all day. 24/7, He wants you to have thanksgiving. Most believers don't have a clue that every day God has designed His plan that you are to have thanksgiving every day. So 11, thanksgiving is a very important part of your spiritual life. It's a very important part of your spiritual life. Thanksgiving is a very important part of your worship. Twelve, thanksgiving is not some shallow, fleeting system of gratitude for something. Rather, it is a system of worship of God. Thanksgiving is not some shallow, fleeting system of gratitude for something. It is a system of worship of God. It is capacity to worship the living and true God. It is grace orientation. It's capacity for love. Thanksgiving is a moment-by-moment mental attitude produced by living the spiritual life through the spiritual skills in the soul. 13. Thanksgiving is the mental attitude that expresses grace orientation and capacity for love. And it's based on a maximum amount of God's Word in your soul. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, let's start at verse 10. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, divine good production, growing in the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God, the word knowledge is epinosis doctrine. Doctrine, completed knowledge, the Word of God you've learned and believed and is in your heart. Bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Of course, your worship and your mental attitude, you're going to the Father in prayer. Of course, all prayers are directed to God the Father. It goes right to the throne of grace. And that just blows me away that God has provided such a fantastic blessing for little tiny man. Here we are, little puny tiny man on a little tiny planet in a little tiny solar system in a little tiny galaxy. Our galaxy is one of the smaller galaxies in the universe. In fact, we've sent satellites out so far, turned around and take pictures. You can't even see our planet, let alone you. And we come into the world in spiritual death and total depravity. And yet God the Father loved us so much, the eternal, living, and true God loved us so much, He sent His Son to pay the penalty for our sins. The indescribable gift. And we believe in Him and we're royal family of God. And God says to us, I have a throne of grace and I desire for you to come to me in prayer. Come to me in prayer and present your petitions, your intercessions to me. And that's just awesome. Every morning when I begin my personal prayers, I spend the first part just saying to God, what a magnificent gift this is, sir. That you desire me to come and talk to you and come to your throne of grace and present my petitions and intercessions to you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? I'm nothing. You're everything. And yet you give me this opportunity and this fantastic blessing. I just say, thank you, sir. That's the beginning. That's how I can't even start to pray unless I get past that. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. So one, thanksgiving is the expression from metabolized doctrine in the heart for appreciation of God. Appreciation of God and the mental attitude of gratitude toward God. Two, thanksgiving is the winner believer's daily attitude toward God. Three, thanksgiving is an act of giving thanks and grateful acknowledgement. Grateful acknowledgement of the benefits and the blessings from the grace of God. It's an act of giving thanks. It is grateful acknowledgement of the benefits, the blessings from the grace of God. Four, therefore, it is an expression of gratitude toward God based on your doctrinal capacity to appreciate who and what He is. It's an expression of gratitude toward God based on your doctrinal capacity to appreciate who and what God is. Five, only winner believers have capacity for true thanksgiving. Oh, all across our nation tomorrow, there'll be people that will be taking time off for Thanksgiving. And they'll be doing all kinds of things. There'll be a lot of turkeys prepared. And I like turkey. And I always smoke a turkey. It's hard to find a pipe big enough, but you can find one big enough and you smoke it. But I love to smoke a turkey, and I have a moist smoker. I got a pan, and I put beer in the pan. So I would get a kick out of this because I went into Walmart, and it's hard to find those great big, cheap 32 or 40 ounce bottles of beer. I had to ask, where are the big 32, 40 ounce bottles of beer? Oh, well, and they were, I said, could you push those, go back in the freezer, push those forward, I can't reach all. So I took about 10 of those 40 ounce bottles of beer. I'm checking out. And the gal says, are you having a party tomorrow? I said, no, but my turkey is. My turkey is going to be the happiest turkey in the city of Las Vegas. That turkey is going to absorb all that beer and get moist. You see, that beer steams that turkey and it gets moist. And then you put applewood in there and it smokes it with applewood. Applewood smoke, moistness from the beer, it's the most moist turkey. You know how a lot of times the white meat is kind of dry? never dry on this bird. This bird's in there going, la, 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 oh, yeah, oh. And I tell the turkey, you're going to the spa. You get to go to the spa. Oh. And it gets the steamed and smoked, and when it comes out, it's beautiful. Oh, succulent. So I do the turkey. I'm in charge of that. The apple wood is in the process of getting soaked in water. You got to get it all soaked and filled with water so it doesn't burn, but just smokes. And, hey, I don't just use any beer when I do my turkey. Miller Lite, the champagne of beer. Costs $1.50 for a 32-ounce bottle, but I managed to scrounge up the money and get it. So Thanksgiving is the expression from the Word of God for appreciation of God and the mental attitude of gratitude toward God. Thanksgiving is the winner believer's attitude toward God. Thanksgiving is an act of giving thanks and grateful acknowledgement of the benefits of the grace of God. And therefore, it is an appreciation of who and what God is. But only the winner believer has capacity for true thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is more than an expression of gratitude and more than an appreciation in a human sense. That's point six. Thanksgiving is more than an expression of gratitude and more than appreciation in a human sense. Seven, it is appreciation for God, which cannot exist apart from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and developing grace orientation. Remember, thanks, the word thanks is the word grace. Grace that you have oriented to and direct back to God in worship. It's appreciation for God which cannot exist apart from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and developing grace orientation and virtue love. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 5. Now you're very familiar with Ephesians 5:18. It's a mandate, it's a command for you as a believer in Jesus Christ to keep on being filled, pleroo in the Greek, empowered by means of the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. So he says in this passage, starting at verse 18, stop getting drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery, but rather keep on being filled or empowered. The word pleroo, used for wind that filled the sail of ships in the ancient world and empowered them and moved them through the water. And that's what it means here. Keep on being empowered, filled or empowered by the agency of the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. All of this is worship. All of this is your worship to God the Father. Always, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you see, again, what is worship? Well, the worship of the Lord, you worship Him in spirit, the filling of the Spirit, and truth, the absolute truth of God's Word. And so you have here, keep on being empowered or filled with the Spirit. And then that's the basis of your worship, which is in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 8. Thanksgiving is first of all directed toward God. And then, as an overflow, it is capacity and appreciation for all of the blessings that God gives to us. So thanksgiving is first of all directed toward God, and then it overflows with a fantastic capacity to appreciate all of the blessings that God has poured out for all of us, day after day after day. 9. Thanksgiving then is an index of the spiritual status of the believer. It's an index of the spiritual status of the believer. For the believer who every day is Thanksgiving, you're there. Wahoo! You've nailed it. When you get to that point that every day is Thanksgiving and every day is Christmas, you have attained spiritual adulthood, spiritual maturity, personal love for God the Father, personal love for Jesus Christ through occupation with Christ, and a phenomenal grace orientation. Thanksgiving is related to all of God's problem-solving devices that He's given to you in this dispensation of the church age, the dispensation of grace. We're living in the dispensation of grace. And thanksgiving is related to all of God's problem-solving devices that He has for us. Such as rebound. Once you begin to understand rebound, 1 John 1:9, if we acknowledge our sins to God, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Once you begin to understand rebound by grace, inevitably it becomes an expression of gratitude to God. Gratitude to God for the forgiveness of sins and restoration to fellowship with God. Now we have prayer meeting in the church on Tuesday nights. We have it on Tuesday nights because every other Sunday church has it on Wednesday nights. And so I put it on Tuesday night. We have it on Tuesday nights. And this was a few years ago now. A person who was in the congregation for quite some time, but he'd never come to prayer meeting. And he came to prayer, and he joined in the group where I was at. He sat down. And when it came around for him to pray, it was refreshing because, you see, he hadn't listened to everybody else pray. A lot of you, see, you listen to how everybody else prays, try to figure out maybe how you're supposed to pray. Just, it's you talking honestly with God. Just be honest and talk to the Father. And don't worry about whether you're using the word that other people use or not. Now, don't throw in expletives necessarily. But it came to this person to pray. And he said, first thing, Father, thank you for rebound. And I go, and that nobody had ever prayed that in prayer. I go, yeah. I almost said, hallelujah, amen, brother. I'm with you on that. Thank you for rebound, sir. This, the fact that we can acknowledge our sins to you and that Christ paid for these on the cross, and they're all, when we acknowledge them to you, we're forgiven and cleansed and restored to fellowship with you and back to our spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. That's just so awesome. And I'm going, you are exactly right. That is so great. That's Thanksgiving. Once you begin to understand rebound by grace, inevitably it becomes an expression of gratitude to God for the forgiveness of sins and restoration to fellowship with God. And then the second problem-solving device, Thanksgiving, is related to the filling of the Holy Spirit as the means of expressing our appreciation to God, the power to express our appreciation to God. Without the filling of the Spirit, we cannot even worship God. We cannot possess true thanksgiving to God. Third problem-solving device, faith rest. The faith rest drill results in capacity and expression of thanksgiving. The fourth is grace orientation. And grace orientation is the continual source of thanksgiving to God. Without grace orientation, there is no thanksgiving to God. Fifth is doctrinal orientation, which provides greater and greater capacity for thanksgiving until the capacity is so great that God shares His happiness with the believer. The sixth problem-solving device is a personal sense of destiny. And a personal sense of destiny is a source of thanksgiving for the believer oriented to the objectives, purpose, and understanding of God's plan, will, and purpose for his life. And the seventh problem-solving device, personal love for God the Father. Personal love for God the Father is a motivational virtue and provides the motivational virtue to our thanksgiving. The eighth problem-solving device, impersonal love for all mankind, relates interpersonal relationships to mental attitude thanksgiving toward God. You are thankful regardless of unjust treatment. The ninth problem-solving device, sharing the happiness of God, provides tremendous contentment in life, and therefore thanksgiving and tranquility in every circumstance in life. The tenth problem-solving device, the ultimate in mental attitude thanksgiving and the expression of gratitude toward God, comes from your occupation with Jesus Christ. Occupation with Christ gives you the most phenomenal capacity for life, for love, for happiness, for adversity, for prosperity. Thanksgiving reaches its peak in your personal love for God the Father and occupation with the person of Jesus Christ. And so, thanksgiving and worship fulfills the divine mandates of the Word of God. Turn over to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is God's will for your life. Now, the will of God is specifically stated in many different passages, and one of the areas that is a direct part of the will of God for you is that He wants you to have thanksgiving every single day. In everything gives thanks means God wants you to have thanksgiving every single day. And this is God's will for you, to have thanksgiving every day. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So happy Thanksgiving. I won't see you tomorrow, most of you. So happy Thanksgiving today. And then when I see you again Sunday, happy Thanksgiving then. When I see you in July, on the 4th of July, happy Thanksgiving. Every day. Turn over to Ephesians 5:20, which we saw. Always be thankful with reference to all things to God the Father through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always be thankful with regard to all things. God wants you to have thanksgiving every single day. And thanksgiving is expressed to God and is a vital part of your prayer life. The winner believer is, well, prayer is something that he just thoroughly enjoys. For the winner believer, prayer is something that he looks forward to. He looks forward to that time to go to the throne of grace and talk with the Heavenly Father. Turn over to Ephesians 1:16. Ephesians 1:16. I do not cease giving thanks for you, and I make mention of you in my prayers. The giving thanks is a part of your prayers before the throne of grace. Turn over to Colossians 1:3. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Turn over to Colossians 4, verse 2. Colossians 4, verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. Turn over to Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6. Stop worrying about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So your worship of God includes your prayer life. And you know, the winner believer is in a constant attitude of prayer. The winner believer is constantly thinking. His thoughts go to God the Father and the throne of grace constantly. And it's the most natural thing. You find yourself all throughout the day, you find yourself going to the Father in prayer. You have an attitude of prayer. The Apostle Paul also teaches us that grace giving causes thanksgiving in 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 12. Second Corinthians 9, verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerful means a grace-oriented giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all sufficiency, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, He is scattered abroad. He gave to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and multiply your store of seed and will increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Another part of thanksgiving in your spiritual life is that food should be accepted with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy 4. Food should be accepted with thanksgiving. First Timothy 4, 3 and 4. First Timothy 4, verse 3. They forbid people to marry. These were legalists in their group there. They forbid people to marry false teachers and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Now, in the church age, there are no unclean foods. In the age of Israel, there were clean foods and unclean foods, but not in the church age. In the church age, there are no unclean foods. You can eat anything in the church age. Now, I agree, you might not want to eat certain things, but they're created by God, and if you pray and pray to the Father and ask Him, thank Him for that food, and ask Him to sanctify it to your body, why, it's good for you. Now, I am adventurous when it comes to food. I will try anything once. And most of the time, I find that the first time I ever had a jalapeno pepper, I almost died. Now, I grew up in the state of Washington. They don't even know what a jalapeno is in Washington. We never saw one. That's never in a store. We never had a... I didn't even know there was such a critter. And then I go to Dallas Theological Seminary, and I'm studying late one night, and a couple of guys, it's about midnight, and we go, hey, let's go to 7-Eleven, and let's get something to eat. A burrito. Burrito, that sounds great. We found a burrito. And I go, oh, there's a dill pickle with a burrito. I love dill pickles. So I put it in the microwave and zapped it. But while I was zapping, I took the dill pickle out, just threw it in, and I was so hungry, I and swallowed it. And then I ran out the door. You can have the burrito! I ran out the door. Ah! Call the fire department! Call the ambulance! Call somebody! Ah! Oh! I ran around and ran around. What was that? That was a jalapeno pepper. Ooh. Now, it took me a long time. It took me a long time after that to eat another one. But you're in Texas. Every time, yeah, I like Mexican food, and you're in Texas, and every time you go, they have those things. I kept looking at it, you little devil, you. And then I just eat a little bit, and a little bit more, a little bit more. Pretty soon, I love those things. Now I eat a couple of jalapenos and a couple of serranos with my salad, like celery. They're great. Every once in a while, I even throw a habanero in there. But all food was created by God in the church age. You can eat it, but you always go to God in prayer. And I don't care where you are. This applies to all food, anytime, anywhere. God has created food to be received with thanksgiving. And I don't care where I'm at. I always pray for the food. If you go out and eat, you better pray for the food. I know at home, my wife is an awesome cook. And she is just phenomenal. When I go out to a restaurant, I'm not quite sure. And by the way, if you're one of those people that it has to come and right or you send it back, you better pray 4 or 5 times if you're going to do that. There's no telling. I have heard horror stories of what happens when they send it back. And then it comes back out. And you eat it and go, oh, that's wonderful. Been thrown on the floor, stepped on, and all kinds of things. But this applies to all food, anytime, anywhere. God has created food to be received with thanksgiving. And thanksgiving before meals is a part of your grace orientation. You're oriented to grace. This food came from the hand of God to you. Appreciate it. This is God's logistical grace to you. And God gives you this logistical grace day after day after day. And the mature believer understands that and appreciates it. This is God's grace to you, and you thank Him for it. You thank Him for it, and then you ask Him to sanctify it to your body. Thanksgiving before meals sanctifies the food, protecting the believer's health from any possible impurities in the food, and so that the food will fulfill any requirements of the body when metabolized. 1 Timothy 4:3 and 4. And I don't care if I'm in a restaurant or where I am, but I always pray before we eat. And I'm not embarrassed. I don't care if anyone else does or not. I don't care if anyone hears or not. I am going to pray for the food. And there's been some very wonderful things that have resulted from that. When we first came here, there was a little fellow from Taiwan who had a Chinese restaurant. He took over a little place that had a sign that said Sam's Taco, with the guy with the big sombrero. And he's making Chinese food in Sam's Taco with the big sombrero. And Debbie and I were praying, and I got this funny feeling that somebody's watching me. As soon as I finished praying, I looked behind me, and there's some plastic flowers, and he's got the flowers parted, and he's peeking, and he's about 3 feet behind me. And he goes, "You Christian?" I go, "Yeah, we're Christians." "Oh, I Christian too." I go, "Oh, great, Sam. Fantastic." We became friends, and it was awesome. Thanksgiving is a part of your worship of God. Every day, God wants you to have thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for your grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.